Welcome back to Zvadpoli Cycling Podcast. We are back after the fifth time, this time with another controversial climbers tier list, which everyone probably will hate again. Yeah, with me, Cycling Graphs, and Nychika, the biggest expert in cycling, only behind Cycling Highlights channel. Yeah, and can you explain all the levels which you created? Because there are 7 levels.
Yeah, I just did 7 levels because we have like around 30 or 34. Like it was between 30 and 35 riders. So, of course, God tier is the highest, and mute and let him cook. Good, not great, and terrible. Mid and no watts. You know, it's all always relative because this is probably the top 35 climbers in the world or top 30 climbers in the world. So, even the guys that will put in no watts probably are kind of good.
Probably we didn't include some really great climbers because, yeah, I said, let's make it 30 because it's still like a lot of climbers and almost every good guy is there.
Yeah, and the video would be too long otherwise.
Yeah, it will be like 3 hours.
Yeah, because it will probably already be like 40 minutes now.
Yeah, but okay, let's start with the first rider in this tier list. It's Adam Yates. I remember in the previous tier list, I rated him higher, but
I put him extremely low. But that was like, yeah. I think that was still when he was on Ineos.
Yes, it was in 2022.
I think that was 2 years ago. Yeah,
before the Giro. But right now on UAE Emirates, like he last year was like mutant, like at his best shape by far. He did the insane watts on Jebel Hafid, beat Remco there, and then in Tour de France and. Yeah, it was
the first time, especially that he like sustained his level for 3 weeks, which he had never done before, and it was also like the best level he had ever ridden at, even as a domestique for Pogacar at points.
And that was also his first podium in a Grand Tour, and that was a high level Grand Tour. And if he wouldn't be like a domestique for Pogacar, he probably would be in the second place.
Yeah, he could have beaten Pogacar, I think, considering the blow up that Pogacar obviously had.
Yeah, this year he had a mutant performance in Tour of Oman on Jebel Al-Akhdar. Maybe what he did.
Yeah, it was like above 6.7. But the thing is, like, he only followed 6.79 watts per kilogram for 18 minutes, 4 seconds. And that's also the climb record on the climb. But the thing is, he didn't even go all out there. Like, he only followed Jan Hirt and then attacked, like, in the last 200 meters. So he probably could have gone like 20 seconds faster.
Yeah, at least because he put in that few meters to Jan Hirt 11 seconds.
He
made a huge gap. Yeah, he took a piss about him. Yeah, then he crashed in UAE Tour before the Jebel Jais. Unlucky on the flat stage. And then the biggest performance before Tour de Romandie was on Prati di Tivo, where he finished third. And lost to Alexei Lutsenko in a sprint. He did 6.28 watts per kilo for 35 minutes. It was around that 36.
Yeah, he did good watts there, but it wasn't like probably not his best shape because everybody did good watts in Prati di Tivo due to the high consistent pace from UAE. And obviously, Diego Lussi did a crazy performance there.
Yeah,
so yeah, he's probably not like at his best after the long, long pause after concussion. We'll see how it goes in Romandy on the Lazin mountaintop finish, the longer one.
On pro cycling stats, his next races are listed as the Tour de France and La Volta España. Probably he will do also Dauphiné. So actually, there's a chance he might win Tour de France. He's one of those guys if he gets lucky. Like it's possible,
That is crazy to say that he might win the tour.
Yeah, like if he gets lucky,
he's not winning the tour. No way.
No, of course, like it's unlikely, but it's possible.
Maybe if Vingegaard actually doesn't get healthy and Remco's not as best,
and we can't know, about Pogacar, what he will do after Giro. Everyone can crash like in Basque 3, but again, we need to tier list this guy. And I think he'll be in mutant tier list. Yeah, he's one tier below God tier.
Yeah, probably he's in there.
What I believe in him. OK, Okay, the
Yeah,
next
he's
guy.
definitely a top five climber in the world, so he should be
Yeah,
up
right
there.
now. Yeah, the next guy is Alexander Vlasov. Like, he's always extremely consistent. Since your
Yeah.
tweet that you said that he can't climb on climbs that are like 20 minutes or longer, he has, I think, improved. Like, he's not that bad, I think.
Yeah,
What's your
he isn't
opinion?
bad, but like he has a low ceiling,
Yeah.
but like he's very consistent. Even like in third week, he can always do his like consistent level, and that's why he also like top five the Tour de France in the 2022.
Yeah.
And last year, I think, what did he do last year?
He crashed in the Giro and he finished seventh
Oh,
in La Vuelta.
yeah, boy, he beat his teammate Ute Brugge by a few
Yeah,
seconds.
there was a scandal, but he
Yeah, a
like
little bit of a
super
scandal.
consistent. Like, he gets to base. Like this year he
Yeah.
finished third in Valenciana, fifth in Paris-Nice, and he won that low watts per kilo mountain stage where he attacked on La Madone du Houtay,
Hotel, yeah,
how
and
do you
Paris-Nice.
tell you? Yeah,
Yeah, I think
Paris-Nice and
actually,
fifth.
like, he's a very, 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 very good 1 week stage racer because he gives like a good punch, which you often need in a 1 week stage race. He has a good time trial, and he
Yeah.
can like climb to a reasonable level, and he's always like consistent throughout the year as well. So he usually gets like good results in the 1 weeks throughout the year, and maybe in Grand Prix, he's not quite as good, but he's still like always top tens at least, and get some top fives in the Giro as well, or in the Tour once.
Yeah,
So yeah, he's
he finished third on the Vuelta 2000 behind Mikel Landa. Pogacar lost one
yeah, it was a
second
good
to Landa,
performance.
so yeah, he's not that bad on long mountains anymore.
Yeah, but
At
then like
least
I
like,
think the other stages he wasn't that good, and he finished like not in
yeah,
the top three at least.
in Port Aina he finished sixth, lost like 7 seconds to Tibiri and 22 seconds to Landa.
Yeah, and then in the last stage, he only finished 10th on the with the two or three mountains where Pogacar attacked far from the
Yeah.
finish. But
He
yeah, he's
still
still
ha
still
yeah, he still
good
hasn't
performance.
finished on a podium in Grand Tours. Yeah, he will do Tour de
Nah.
France this year and probably will fight for top six maybe.
At best, the tour is so stacked this year. Like even the top 10 it would be a good result, and especially because
Yeah.
Bora have three leaders, you don't even know. Like how high up he is in the hierarchy, or how if he even is allowed to go for himself. I think he should it would be better for him to do the Giro, but because I think the competition is much worse there, and he's also kind of good in bad weather, so he could maybe
Yeah.
podium the Giro.
He's from, I think, Arkhangelsk, which is like a northern region in
Yeah, it's
Russia, where it's like
yeah.
minus 30 degrees per
Yeah.
Celsius is okay. Like, his
Like,
place of birth is Vyborg, which is like, I think, is like in up in the north, close
in some
to,
years, like I remember in some years he
yeah.
was like in the winter he actually went to Russia. I don't know if he still does, but like I remember in some year he went back to Russia in the winter. I don't know how he trained there, but
Yeah, like I look up the Russian map and Vyborg, where he was born, was like occupied by USSR in World War II. It was like
Yeah.
the territory from Finland. So yeah, it's like really, really close to Finland. And yeah, it's fucking cold there. Like, even in Latvia, where I lived, it was like minus 28 degrees when I was flying to Spain in January. Like, minus 28 degrees is, like, holy fuck, it's so cold.
Yeah, I don't wanna go through that.
But okay, where we are rating him, because again, like, this is a high level tier list and he probably is like not great, not terrible, or mid even.
Yeah, I would go not great and terrible because he can
Because
perform in
he's
Grand Tours.
consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, the
Antonio
next one is
Tiburi.
our favorite rider, or one of the favorite riders, the cat killer, the rider with the biggest dog in the peloton, Antonio Tiburi. What can you say about this cat lover guy?
Yeah, I mean he improved a lot since actually the incident, since he moved to Bahrain victorious. He actually gained like a lot of watts because before that he was not like I can't remember any good climbing performance before he switched to Bahrain. And since
He
then he
won
has actually
a
had some
He won in Tour de Hungary in 2022 on
Yeah, but
that
that's like a
monumental
low
finish
level.
against Eddie Dun he beat Andy Dunbar. But yeah, because like
Yeah.
Trek is like shit at developing riders, GC riders. Like,
Yeah, they're
okay,
not the best team for GC riders.
Skelmos is like the only example where he did ride, but he isn't even like Grand Tour rider who has
Yeah,
like
he's more like a one week
proved
only.
himself. Yeah, like Puncher. Yeah,
Yeah.
one. Yeah, Tiberi, since Johnny Bahrain has went up, he's even in Giro Italia odds, he's like third or fourth
Yeah,
guy.
he's third favorite for the Giro, which I do not understand because I don't think he's that good. He did have a few good climbing performances. Like, remember last year he did a good pull on Angliru, where he pulled for a long time. And this year he was, I think, fourth or fifth on Portain in Catalonia. So that was
He
quite a
was
nice
even
performance.
third. Yeah, he
Oh,
was the
yeah.
fastest from the group. So yeah.
He was the fastest from the group, but he did a bit less watts than Kast as well. That's why I remember the other way around.
Yeah, he was
Yeah.
also third in Tour of the Alps, which was like the worst GC race of all time.
Yeah, in terms of level, it was not great, but yeah, he was okay there, I guess. He was one of the top three strongest guys for sure in the race, which is like, it doesn't say that much, but it's still like better than getting cooked there, I guess.
Like he's still only 22, soon he'll be 23, but he has potential. But on this tier list, he's probably mid or no what's it, it's hard to rate.
Yeah,
He
I
hasn't done
think.
anything that great, yeah.
Yeah, I think it actually, like, the reason why his odds are so low for the Giro is because he can time trial, but that obviously doesn't play a part in this tier list. So, yeah, it's difficult. It would be between mid and no watts, I guess. I'm looking for the other guys
Yeah, other
over
guys. So
here.
okay, we are not saying he's shit, but this is like a stacked list of guys.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
I
so
think you
hard,
actually have
right?
to put I think you have to put him on the no watts
No
because
what? Yeah, I also thought.
I think
Yeah,
you
I
might be
look at
like the
these
worst
names.
climber in this list.
Yeah, like also why he's so high in GC odds in Giro, because he's young and maybe he can like improve suddenly. But
I also
again, the
like
name, yeah.
in this list I try to like include most of the like Giro top guys, so yeah, because that's obviously the next race, it's kind of a bit more interesting to talk about that, so I try to include all of them at least.
Again, the next guy is Remco Evenepoel. We even met him during the Glasgow World Championships, and
Yeah.
he somehow recognized my voice when I was speaking to him, and he said to us, like he looked at to us and like, yeah, said, "Are you the guys from What Place Podcast?" Like, I'm not making shit up. Nachka can say the same thing.
It was crazy. I also like posted the picture on Twitter back then on
Yeah, I
the
can put him on YouTube video, yeah, picture with us smiling.
Yeah, we were smiling because it was
He
crazy. I
also was
think you
smiling, yeah.
yeah, I think you talked you told him something about like training in Spain, and
Yeah,
after
training
that
in
he like
Spain,
realized that it's us.
about Wasberg Hilo, because like, yeah. Hey, it's kind of, yeah, my voice. I don't know how it sounds. It sounds like probably some like from Eastern Europe, and there are not many guys from Eastern Europe in cycling. And
So yeah,
yeah.
so
Because
Remco must have at least like watched one or two podcast episodes, which is kind of crazy.
yeah,
May
because
may
like
maybe my theory is that probably like because kind of a lot of Quickstep riders follow me or follow you as well, like Asgreen, the Clerc, and
us.
it was probably like shared somewhere in there when he did crazy watts probably,
Yeah, also
and we
staff,
did
I
the
think like
calculations.
six or seven staff members. I at this moment I even don't know, because like there are like so many followers, and it's hard to know everyone who follows. But Remco again, like let's talk about his watts. Like, he isn't that consistent, but when he is on form, like in 2022 Vuelta a España, yeah, he's a god, the next Indurain.
That bro, that first week in the Vuelta is like it was legit like watching Indurain. He just got on the front and did a crazy tempo. Like Pico Agnew, that performance is crazy in the rain. The watts are crazy. 6.8 watts per kilogram for 23 minutes. And 6.5 for the full 30 minutes. Like that's crazy.
Can you
On
mention the
such a
riders? Can you mention the riders that set a low pace on the first 7 minutes that ruined
Yeah, it
this
was
climb?
because like I remember we back then I only did the posted that 30 minutes full climb, which is like 6.5 for 30 for the full climb, which is already like a crazy performance. But only recently, like I checked how much they did in the last 23 minutes, and it's even crazy because it Remco did 6.83 watts per kilogram in the last 23 minutes after the attack from Simon Yates. And at that point, Jay Vine already had, I think, 34 second gap in 2 minutes from after his attack. Jay Vine got a 34 second gap. And that's why Remco didn't catch him anymore. But yeah, the riders like Quickstep on that day paced already on Collada de Brennus. And on Brennus, the Ilan Van Wilde dropped already because he's like not good in rain, I think. And then for the first 7 minutes of Pico Hanyu, they had like 5.9 watts per kilogram in the draft, and was Fausto Masnada and I think Alaphilippe a bit pacing. It was just very low pacing. I think if they have like Landa this year, if they had him there, bro, he would have put 2 minutes into Roglic. It would have been crazy. But yeah, obviously that's like nearly 2 years ago now. But last year we didn't really have much to go on from Remco because obviously he had COVID in a Giro, which he would have
But
won otherwise.
at least he did the really great fresh watts on Jebel Hafid and Laporte in Catalonia
Yeah.
and UAE Tour. But again, it was like very low kilojoules and perfect conditions. But at least when he paced, yeah, he did insane watts. And he lost on both of the stages, Jebel Hafid to Adam
Yeah.
Yates and then Laporte on Roglic.
Yeah,
But
and then
still.
obviously in the Vuelta, he wasn't at his like best shape, best Grand Tour shape, and still won, I think, three stages.
Yeah, two from breakaways and one in Andorra where he crashed at the finish. Like the big thing with him is okay, he crashes. Yeah, he
That's why I think you need to take for him like just rulers who can keep him safe on the flat stages at least for
and one
the Tour
climbing
de
guy,
France.
Landa.
Yeah, do you need like Landa and like maybe Jan Hirt? That's enough.
Yeah, like the perfect Grand Tour squad is, let's say, riders like Laporte, Van Hooijdonk, like the Van Baarle, like these big guys that
Or
even can
yeah.
get over the climbs.
Yeah, or like
And yeah.
someone like Jan Tratnik who can
Oh, yeah.
climb and pull on the flat. Like those, like a lot of the guys that Jumbo have, that's like the perfect guys that I have. Or Van Aert, you know, if he was a full domestique. Like, guys like that are the perfect domestiques. Like, a few years ago, also, like, Carlos Verona was, like, a really strong guy like that who could climb well,
Yeah.
but was like, 70 kilograms, so he could, like, pull well on the flat. But nowadays, he's, like, not that climbing as well as he was back then, comparatively, at least, to the top guys.
Yeah, and now Quickstep, like the classics results are like just terrible, even if they have like Kasper Asgreen, who won the one Tour de France stage last year, I won another one next day. Like it's weird that they perform so bad at classics. Like their riders ain't that shit. Like
Yeah,
at
it's
least their
crazy how.
names, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy that what happened to Asgreen. It just doesn't really make a lot of sense. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
hard to understand what happened to them.
And this also is his contract year. But again, like we need to
Asgreen,
rate
yeah.
Remco Evenepoel, so it's probably mutant, yeah.
Yeah, I would put him in mutant, you know.
Yeah.
I have the urge to put him in God tier, but I think I
Nah,
can't make an argument for it
need to
yet.
wait. Yeah, need to wait for Tour de France when he's healthy
Yeah,
finally
bro.
and
He's gonna
doesn't
cook
crash,
him too.
hopefully.
Bro.
Yeah. Or doesn't get COVID somehow. When COVID
Yeah.
is existing, like and no
Yeah,
one's
it's
talking
crazy
about.
that no like how many riders DNF'd with COVID last year? It was only Remco, right?
Yeah,
Did
I think
anybody
I don't
else?
remember
I
anyone else, yeah.
don't remember anybody else. Maybe it was
Like
like
the
another Quickstep guy in the Giro. I don't know. But
At
like
least
I
from
only
those
remember
that
Remco.
were published, yeah, that were made public,
Yeah,
yeah.
maybe, yeah, of course.
Okay, the next guy is the Ben O'Connor
Ben
Australian who's
O'Connor,
also
yeah.
at his contract year. Yeah, I don't remember anything about him, but
He
yeah,
climbed kind
what
of
can
well
you
this
tell?
year. Like he did performed in Tirreno Adriatico. I think he finished like sixth or seventh on the Monte Petrano. And he was also in the second group on the first mountain stage over San Giacomo, where Jonas attacked. Yeah, he was fourth on
Yeah.
the first mountain stage and sixth on Monte Petrano. And
Oh yeah.
second in Tour of the Alps. Oh, and second in UAE Tour, where he was in the leader's jersey but lost it on Jebel Hafid as well. So it's actually a really good season from him so far. I have to say.
Yeah, I remember on Jabal Hafid, he was following attacks after when like Jayvine completely cracked when he was the
Oh
race leader.
Vine was the latest leader. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the Ben O'Connor became the virtual leader, and yet he was at following attacks, and then at the last minute, when Etwell Leonard just surprised everyone and put insane time, he won by 2 seconds. And yeah, it was because of that intermediate bonus
Oh
sprint.
yeah, where he went to the break on the flat stage.
So Ben O'Connor was really close for his first World Tour GC win, or even like pro GC win, because his biggest GC
Yeah.
win so far is New Zealand Cycle Classic, which is like even UCI's second category race, and where he
Yeah,
beat
yeah.
Mark O'Brien and Stephen Williams. So he was doing
Oh,
it at
Stevie
the
Williams, damn, that's
yeah,
crazy.
but it's in like 2016 when he was Williams was
Right.
not 19 years old.
Right.
And O'Connor was riding for Avanti Isoway Sport Conti team.
Never heard of them, to be fair.
It's Australian Conti team. But okay,
Yeah.
where we are rating him, because he hasn't that like he can win stages, but he hasn't got that like pure watts per kilo. Yeah, he's
Yeah,
like
especially not over 3 weeks.
Vlasov-level maybe.
Yeah, I would put him in the same tier as Vlasov.
Yeah, not great, not terrible. Which
Yeah,
for this
because he
tier
had
list
like
is
the.
really great.
Yeah, because he had like the fourth in the Tour de France where he was in the breakaway. But other than that, his GC results are kind of mediocre in the Grand Tours. I think he has a few seventh or like seventh in the Vuelta 1 year, maybe.
I think he
2022.
crashed in Tour de France last year or something like that. Something
Yeah,
happened,
okay. Yeah,
but
his best Grand Tour results are fourth in the Tour 2021 and eighth in the Vuelta
World is
2022.
fine.
And yeah, that's like the only top 10s he has. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
okay.
he's gonna do okay in the Giro probably. Especially
And
because his time trial is not that bad.
the next guy is Carlos Rodriguez. After, yeah, he was supposed to be a Movistar from this year, but INEOS after low balling him for like two, like it was how many Ks? 250 Ks per
Yeah, they
year.
offered him 250K per year for 4 years or something. Or
And he
like.
yeah, and he was wanting like 600 K.
Yeah, it was something like. I can't remember exactly. Or he wanted like a long contract at least.
Yeah,
I
for
can't
four
remember. Ex
years.
he wanted a 4 year contract. They would just offered him 250K for like 2 years or something. That was before the tour, obviously, like at the start of the year.
And after Vuelta a España, where he finished seventh at the age
Yeah,
of 21, like
that
it's
was like
what the
in
fuck?
the off season after the Vuelta and before last year, where they offered
Yeah.
him like 250K, which was the manager like Rod Ellingworth, who's now not at the team anymore.
Yeah. I
And
wonder
then
why.
he made a deal with Movistar, but then I think Ineos paid like after the tour, Ineos paid like a decent sum to Movistar too, so
As
that
a
he next,
compensation, because they broke
yeah.
the contract. Like it was an official contract, but for
Yeah, it was like a
UCI,
pre-contract or something. Yeah.
that is the term, the pre-contract, because you can sign official the contract only from
Yeah.
August. Like in NBA,
Yes.
I remember when DeAndre Jordan was supposed to go to Dallas Mavericks, but then he at the last minute thought and signed the contract with Clippers again. It's something
Right,
like
right,
that.
right,
And
right.
Mark Cuban wasn't happy. Yeah, Carlos Rodriguez isn't like one of those, let's say, high watts per kilo guys, but he won the Morzine stage in Tour de France from the GC group because,
Yeah,
Pogacar
I mean,
Vingegaard was
obviously Pogacar and
looking.
Vingegaard slowed down, but still, it's
Yeah,
like
but
a.
it's still impressive. Yeah.
And he was
You,
like the third fastest on the climb as well. Like, he was faster than Adam Yates on the
yeah.
climb.
Yeah, he finished, like, after that stage, he was third in GC, but then I
Yeah,
think
that
he
as well.
crashed. Also, and dropped
Yeah,
from the fourth place to fifth place.
he crashed on the final stage where he was fourth in GC behind Adam Yates and then lost, fell down to fifth on that stage.
Oh, but still, he lost only 52 seconds that day. Holy
Yeah,
shit!
yeah, yeah. He was still in the GC group, like.
I think also
Not
Sepp
that bad.
Kuss crashed with him, something like that. He couldn't avoid
Yeah. On
him.
like a descent. Yeah, it was Kuss and Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
I
Yeah,
don't know who
it
caused the
was.
crash anymore, but it was
I
like
think
they both did.
Rodriguez, it was he crashed
Okay.
with his face. It is like horrible.
Okay. Yeah.
It's possible
Yeah, it
to find a
was.
video.
Yeah.
But he still finished 15th tour at age 22, and now this season his best result is second in Basque Country. I mean,
Yeah,
he
we
won
also had
the
like he also
green
crashed there.
stage.
Like he crashes every race because he had like the hand injury in the Itzulia.
Oh yeah, you
And
also posted that tweet
I
or
even
not?
said that like
Yeah,
he looks so
yeah.
injured that he should just stop riding. And
And
then
then
he
he
finished.
won the queen stage, yeah, which was okay, gifted, but you
It
saw
was
that he's
gifted,
still
but still it
win.
was and second in GC as well, so it was a great performance. Yeah, I
Yeah.
was wrong of that, that's for sure.
But then, if I must rate him again, like it's so hard because everyone is so good. Like,
Yeah,
is
I
he
would
even like
actually.
at a mid level, maybe?
I would put him and let him cook.
Let him cook, really? You're so high. Like,
Yeah,
I cannot remember like any good performance by him.
in
Like,
the tour.
okay, in Tour de France.
Yeah,
Okay, I'm
he's a
looking.
Grand Tour rider. The thing
Yeah,
with him is like
he's like consistent. Yeah, I'm looking at
he's
him.
good in
Yeah.
Grand Tours because he's like not that good in short climbs, I think.
Yeah.
And like in 1 week, there's a lot of like shorter climbs where he doesn't perform as well. But like in the tour, he was really good.
Oh yeah, that stage he won like Pidcock finished 12th and lost almost 9 minutes. Like
Yeah, that
holy
was that
shit.
stage. And it also was, I
It was
think,
super hard,
Rodriguez
yeah.
was fifth on Puy de Dôme as well, of six from the GC group, obviously. Like, he was also great
Yeah.
there.
Oh yeah, he was these GC guys, like let him cook. I still fucking like because like I'm thinking like this list is so like stacked,
Yeah,
maybe good. Like
but I
it's
think he's like, I don't think he's that much. I would
worse.
put him and let him cook, but we can change it later as well if we
Yeah,
like
maybe good because
Gutierrez.
it's hard to say because there are so many good guys.
And
Okay,
maybe
the
if we
next
have
one is
midfield a bit more,
next one
Damiano
another
Caruso.
Italian, yeah, Damiano Caruso. He's like 36 or what? Again, racing Giro Italia. He finished second
Yeah.
in the year where Bernal won.
And last year was fourth.
Yeah, so he's speaking at the age. Yeah, he's 36 now.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything this year so far, but
No, nothing of note at least. Like he raced a few races, but nothing or didn't perform.
yeah, like okay, we need to be faster. Maybe where the fuck you put him? Maybe again like mid or now what? Because this list is stacked.
Is he worse than Ben O'Connor? Do you really think he's worse than Ben O'Connor?
I think he might be because Ben O'Connor at
I
least
think
can
he's better
win
than Ben
more
O'Connor, to
stage.
be honest.
Really? Why?
I think, bro, look at his Grand Tour results. He got second, he got fourth.
Okay, like
Last year,
second was
fourth.
like three years ago.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but last year he got fourth in the Giro. Where is Ben O'Connor's fourth?
It's fucking Giro.
Yeah, but still, where is Ben O'Connor's fourth? I understand if you say like he Ben O'Connor is better because he's like more consistent over more races, but I think in a Grand Tour,
Okay, I
I think
understand.
Caruso
Like
is better.
you're rating more Grand Tours,
And
really
more Grand
more.
Tour focused, I guess.
Oh yeah, I understand. Like okay, again, like which guys you will put in mid tier? Like
maybe.
that's the thing
Maybe we
that's
have to
so
move
hard.
like Ben O'Connor and Caruso both down.
Yeah, I think we will move
Yeah, I think
them
that's
to
maybe
mid
like
tier.
for now.
Because everyone is like fucking good.
Yeah.
Okay, the
Danny
next one is Dani
Martinez.
Martinez. Yeah, he moved to Bora Hansgrohe, won both stages climbing in Algarve, but hasn't done
That's
that
not really a
much.
climbing. Yeah. It's like more like punchy stuff.
Yeah,
And
he
then in
hasn't done
Tirreno, he
that
raced in
much. Yeah.
Tirreno. He lost like a lot of time on the first mountain stage, and then he was a domestique with like a decent pull on the second mountain stage, and then he actually DNS'd on the final stage for some reason. I can't
Yeah, he
remember
also
why.
DNS'd from Tour de France
Oh,
last year. Like really outside of Algarve because he won Algarve last year, he hasn't done anything since 2022. Yeah, he won the Basque Country in 2022, and since then he hasn't done like anything that impressive. In Grand Tours, his only impressive Grand Tour was for GC in Giro d'Italia when he was a domestic for Bernal and he finished fifth. Okay, in 2022 he won that breakaway stage against Gamna and Schachmann where he was
2020, yeah. And he
but
also like he crashed in the tour on the second stage, and then he crashed also out of the Vuelta where he was supposed to be leader in 2020.
yeah, like he's again like yeah these crashes and that's all. I don't know, like
But
this.
he never performs basically in the summer. Like he has hay fever, I think. We like can't
Yeah,
perform in the summer. I would put him
that's
in the no.
for no watts. Yeah, same.
Yeah, I would put him no watts. Also, like I went through once I went through like his best ever climbing performance. He doesn't have like a top level climbing performance ever.
Yeah,
Like his best is I
he's a
think mo
puncher, yeah, guy.
yeah, he's more like a puncher. I think his best ever climbing performance was on Col de Turini in Paris-Nice 1 year, where he
Yeah,
finished
when
with
he was
Roglic.
following Roglic, he could follow
Yeah.
Roglic. Okay, the next guy is the Frenchman, David Gaudu, who isn't even the
Yeah.
best GC rider on his team anymore.
Was he ever Thibaut Pinot?
probably
Well,
not, yeah.
yeah, and well, 2022 he was. He was when he
Again, like
finished
I'm
fourth in the
looking,
tour.
19th Tour of France last year, and what the fuck, he was second in Paris-Nice last year. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was where he dropped Jonas.
Because Jonas overcooked himself. Yeah, like he
Yeah.
was good there, but in Grand Tours, oh, remember he finished fourth in Tour of France in 2022, and then he said I will finish on podium next year, which was in
And
2023.
also
But
2022 was the
yeah.
year where you always like did like a Almeida pacing on all the climbs.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like better for him. I don't know.
It's
But
hard to
yeah.
say.
He did win the one of the French races, one day races a few
Yeah,
days, a few weeks
Tour de
ago.
Jura Class
Yeah, it
Cycliste, which
wasn't
is
impressive what's but well, it's still a win. And he was also third in the one where Martinez won, so his
yeah,
shape
he's
must be
more like
okay.
a puncher type of guy,
Yeah,
maybe.
yeah.
Again, like in recent years, I cannot remember anything like super impressive for him.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
like the Paris-Nice and the one tour where he finished fourth. Other than that, it's
Yeah.
been kind of
Yeah, it's like 2 years ago.
mediocre. Yeah, I would put him in mid, I
Yeah,
think,
same.
because I
It's
think
a
he's a
little
bit
bit.
better in the bit better than lowest tier.
Yeah, at least he has performed in multiple Grand Tours, something.
Yeah.
Okay, the next guy is even harder because it's Kian Uytterbroeks, who
Server.
joined Jumbo-Visma but hasn't shown anything until Giro, but he actually might podium Giro.
He was good in Tirreno, or like decent in Tirreno,
Okay,
where he finished top
be
10.
decent. Yeah, like people
Yeah, and then he
expect him
was.
to improve, let's say, because
Yeah.
he's so young, 21 only.
Yeah, he finished obviously he's eighth in the Vuelta last year, I think. Wait, that's some very, very good climbing performances as well.
On
Angliru.
Angliru, yeah, he finished seventh on
Angliru.
Angliru, and
Yeah, he dropped Ayuso and
Tourmalet
Mas.
fifth.
And
Yeah.
Tourmalet was really good. Tourmalet was also really good, yeah.
Yeah,
The
that's
thing
why
with
I'm high on him. Yeah.
Uytterbroeks is like I think he's really good on long climbs, and on short climbs it's kind of difficult because he got like dropped hard on Soria Ducati in the Vuelta and some other shorter climbs early in the race. Yeah, so I think that's also why he isn't good, as good in the 1 weeks, because there's more shorter climbs there. But the Giro should have some longer climbs.
Yeah, but I think he will be that guy like Wilco Kelderman or Steven Kruiswijk, who isn't winning like any
Yeah.
stages, like gets
Yeah.
victory really, really rarely, like Jack
Yeah,
Haig.
because he also like has no punch. Like he's no sprint, no punch. He's only long climbing. He can't time trial. He has no punch. He's not good in short climbs. Like he can only climb on long climbs. That's it.
And maybe he is like a Grand Tour specialist who can
Yeah.
perform for like 3 weeks, and he's made
Yeah, for
only
sure.
for that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for him. Yeah.
Yeah, even his time trial isn't that good. Like he's a big
No,
guy.
it's very bad actually.
Yeah, for his size. He's like one
Yeah.
meter 85 centimeters and
Yeah.
68 kilograms on pro cycling stats. Yeah, but for what? Because of his water performances. Like if he put Rodriguez in good tier, maybe he's not great, not terrible, one
Yeah, I
step
think
below.
you have to put well, not great or not terrible for now, but he has the ceiling to be higher. Because he's a
Yeah.
like very, very good top level climbing
Yeah.
performances.
Yeah, he's the youngest Tour d'Avenir winner ever and might
Yeah,
cook in Giro Italia.
I also led it like one of the best Tour de l'Avenir whatsoever, next
Yeah,
to Nairo
okay.
Quintana in 2010.
Yeah, the next guy is Diego Luisi, and we put him in this tier list because of one performance, and you can remind us, yeah, what he did in Giro d'Abruzzo. Few
Yeah, it was
weeks
the
ago.
Giro d'Abruzzo where UAE had like the strongest team, and on Prati di Tivo, Like he paced already with, he started pacing with like 10 kilometers to go or 9.5 kilometers to go on the climb. And like he pulled off with 5.5 kilometers to go, and then Sivakov and Yates attacked, but Ulisi just came back and kind of even dropped Sivakov and then caught back up to Yates, and Lutsenko were in the lead and then actually did a lead out for Yates as well. I think they should have just went for the Ulisi sprint because Ulisi is actually kind of fast. But yeah, anyways, see, they broke the Tadej Pogacar record on Predictivo, and Diego Ulisi did 6.41 watts per kilogram for 36 minutes, 2 seconds. So quite a crazy climbing performance from Ulisi, and definitely the best of his career by far.
Yeah, it's about the generational
Trend line.
trend line. Yeah, so it's really unusual for him because he's like this pure puncher guy, not
Yeah.
the 36 minute mutant guy. But again, where we are putting him,
You have to put him on the
no
last year, let's
what's
be real. Yeah.
yeah. Okay, the next guy is Egan Bernal. He returned this year with good results in Paris-Nice. Yeah, at least he might be at his old level, but everyone else has improved,
He even
sadly.
said that he got like the watts from before the crash, I think, and I think he posted on Instagram a few days ago that he's like at his numbers from before the crash, but the competition has improved.
Yeah, okay, it was the third place in Catalunya.
Yeah, that was really good on this last stage, especially with Mikel
Yeah.
Landa way chased Pogacar.
Yeah, he finished second. Yeah, I was surprised he lost only 57 seconds to Pogacar because the Giro guys who will do Giro will lose on such a stage like fucking 5 minutes maybe. Yeah,
Yeah,
because the best
bro, Bernal would podium the Giro, I'm
yeah,
sure.
really, yeah, I think because he likes cold weather and is Grand Tour
Yeah.
rider, and at least it's a miracle that he has recovered. He's still 27 at his possibly best years for athlete. But yeah, again, we need to rate him, and like it's hard. Like, is he not great, not terrible
I would
tier?
put him not great, not terrible for now.
Yeah,
Because we
well,
haven't seen him
he
like
might
in a Grand
improve.
Tour since the crash, or like not in a high level since in the Grand Tour since the crash. But I think, yeah, he could, like, at the end of the year, he will probably be higher.
Yeah, he needs to prove in Grand Tours. Okay, and the next one is Enric Mas, the Mr. I don't know, Volta España, 3 times second in Volta España. Cannot do
Yeah.
anything Tour de France, or he crashes, or he finished fifth in that 2021.
Yeah,
Yeah, he was missed.
2020, he finished fifth.
Yeah, 2021, he was, yeah, in that 2022, yeah, he was fifth. And now he's again riding Tour de France, Volta España, like.
Like every year.
Yeah, like it's logical. Tour de France, the biggest race, and Vuelta a España because yeah, he's riding for Movistar as a Spanish rider. It's hard to rate again. Like maybe for this list again, like his performance is Vuelta is really great again. So it's hard.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's not
I would put him good,
not
probably.
great, not terrible.
I think I would have put him good because he's
Okay, good.
like, yeah, I think he's better than
Yeah, in
Vlasov and
Grand
Uyttebroeks.
Tours,
Like in new
yeah.
I've didn't he like finish 5 minutes ahead of Uyttebroeks and Vuelta last year, or 4 minutes?
He was sixth, and let's check it. Yeah, oh my God, yeah, he was like sixth, but he was really close to Ayuso in
Yeah.
fourth place. So yeah, you were
Yeah.
right. Should be in good because of the Grand Tour boost and
Yeah,
yeah,
he's not
Vuelta
that good in
España.
1 week, but like Romandy right now, he's also there. He did a good time trial, and today was also in the
Yeah.
front group, or like the favorites group, so he might perform there quite well.
Okay, the next guy is the big
Felix Gall.
Félix Gall, who performed last year in Tour de France, and he was before the performing in Tour of the Alps even in 2022. And yeah, now he signed a big contract with Decathlon,
Yeah.
and yeah, and his biggest achievement is I think dating the speed skater from OnlyFans with a big follower base on Instagram and OnlyFans. Yeah.
Yeah, but Felix Gall so far this year has not really performed well. But I think he's really a specialist in like high temperature, long climbing,
Yeah,
like
like
Tour de
on
Suisse
this
last year as well, and Tour de France.
I'm looking. Yeah, he might be a Grand Tour guy, maybe at least
Yeah.
on the really super hard stages. He won the Courchevel stage, which was like going up the Col de la Loze, where Pogacar completely cracked, and he won a breakaway against Simon Yates, Pelayo Bilbao, Johannessen, Chris Harper, Mika Kelderman, Pinot, Madouas, Guillaume Martin. Like he won a breakaway. Ben O'Connor, like
And
it was so stacked.
he was
It was
the
so
like
stacked.
the second fastest rider on the Col de la Loze behind Vingegaard.
Yeah. And on the next day, he put the big performance. Okay, it wasn't the next day, but on the last climbing stage,
Yeah, the Col du
but
Plaza Basel. He did like 6.8 watts per kilogram for 20 minutes or something.
yeah, he was pacing, yeah, when the Pogacar Vingegaard was riding behind him. And yeah, he was like super strong during the third week in Tour de France. Like
Yeah,
he
six point eight
hasn't
three watts
done
per kilogram. Yeah, crazy.
let's say a really great result in GC yet. Yeah, he
I mean, he
finished
was
eight in
six.
Tour de
Oh,
France.
eight. I thought it was six. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
eight. I
but
think he.
like
Yeah.
yeah, let's say compared to his peak watts and his ability on the hard stage, but again, like his time trial, and maybe he's not that consistent yet.
Yeah, like last year in the tour, he lost 5 minutes on the second stage, in
Oh.
like. As in like the Jyski stage, he lost 5 minutes.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, and without that, yeah, he'll be really way higher
He could have been
probably.
up there, yeah, for sure. But yeah, he
Yeah,
needs to be
he will
like,
be fourth. Yeah, he'll be fourth without
and
those
he
5 minutes.
probably has like a positioning problem, because I remember on the Col de Juplan stage, the Morzine, he like got dropped on the descent before the last climb. So he also that also cost him some time. Like, he's a
Yeah,
really good
it's
climber, but he needs to improve everything else. Time trial, the race skills as well,
like
positioning.
he's another, let's say, high potential guy who needs to improve everything. Yeah, because like GC guys, yeah, not always are technical. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's hard, but again, like it's hard to rate him because of the Tour de France. It's definitely maybe in good.
Yeah, I think I would put him in good as well, because he's not as consistent, but he's like his peak level is very, very
Yeah, at least no, there are like three guys in almost every
high.
tier. Yeah, in good, not
Except in Let Him
terrible.
Cook,
Yeah,
there's
mid.
nobody there.
Yeah, because like it's hard because like you need to rate someone who is worse than Evenepoel and Yates, but better than Mas, Gall, and
Yeah,
Rodriguez.
I
It
think
must be
we'll get to
someone
them
really
probably.
good. Yeah, okay. The next one is Geraint Thomas, who is like 37, 38, again, like
37,
preparing
yeah.
for his another Giro Italia. He finished last year second, losing the pink jersey on the famous time trial to Roglic. Okay, the Giro Italia was like the worst Grand Tour ever.
In
Like
terms of
it's
enjoyment, yes, because
yeah,
they just never attacked. Like, not never.
there was some first action, like real action, was on Monte Bondone. Yeah, where
Yeah, that
Almeida
was a good
won with Geraint
stage.
Thomas.
That was a
This
good
was like
stage,
one
but other than that.
stage, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, man, that Giro
Yeah,
is.
because like everyone was waiting, yeah, for the time trial. Yeah, Almeida didn't want to risk. Roglic knew he probably would win, and Geraint also
And I think
took his chances.
Almeida also didn't have the legs on most days. Like, he
Yeah,
got dropped on Coy and some other climbs as well.
because like they all were like really close. Roglic won like only by, despite his dropped chain, won by 14 seconds in GC. Yeah, 14 seconds exactly.
And
Almeida
Roglic
was
also had like a crash in the first week. I think Roglic wasn't at his best level, probably.
but again, it's hard to rate Thomas because yeah, after that he sucked in La Vuelta, and now he's like just preparing for Giro Italia. Like he's a classic rider like from 2000s who isn't do doing anything in the like before the Grand Tours, let's say. Yeah, he's
Especially
just
like,
dropping
especially
weight.
now.
Yeah.
Like, a few years ago, Thomas still kind of performed at the other races, but nowadays he only like peaks for one Grand Tour and only performs for that.
Yeah,
But
he'll
yeah, I
be
would.
really soon 38. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like where the fuck you put him,
I would
because
probably put him in good. I think he's like comparable to Carlos Rodriguez and Mas. His peak is probably a bit lower, but he's like very consistent. I could do it
At
on
least in
hard
Grand
stages as
Tours.
well.
Yeah, he finished third in the Tour de France behind the Vingegaard and Pogacar. So yeah,
In 2022,
he's a big Grand Tour guy. Okay, the next one is the new super talent, maybe the hottest property in the Peloton, Isaac Del Toro, who extended his contract with UAE Tour until 2029. So good luck getting him,
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
he won't
He's
leave
locked up.
UAE.
Yeah, he's locked up with Sheikh money. Yeah. Again,
Yeah.
he's really high potential guy. Like he might be like the next Pogacar, let's say that. He might do great things. It's hard to rate, yeah, potential
Well,
because
he's not gonna be like
unlimited.
maybe the next Pogacar in terms of like Grand Tour climbing. He's not. He's like he
Yeah.
can't do like
Okay,
all
yeah,
the
of
other
course.
races,
Like
obviously.
Pogacar is like generational talent, but like you can't know, like he's only like 20, like fucking 20 still.
And
So
his improvement has been rapid the past few years.
yeah, if you look at his results in 2022, he barely finished the junior race in Mexico and was one of the last guys in time trial there. Then also next year, like he was doing nothing until 2023. Like almost nothing. Yeah. And then he did
He won
some
the
good.
Avenir, obviously.
Yeah, it was like the big breakthrough performance. Yeah, he won the Col de l'Alose. He did,
And
yeah, really.
then again, he has had a big jump until to this year because he raced already a lot of races. In his first race, Tour Down Under, he won a stage and finished third in GC, and he DNS'd in the first stage of Algarve, but finished fourth in the time trial there. And Tirreno, he finished fourth in GC, was like even as a domestique for Ayuso,
Yeah,
performed really well.
and in that Algarve time trial, he beat Filippo Ganna and Wout van Aert, and it was like rolling. So like he has potential unlimited. He might be like one of the most popular riders in future because like right now, he has almost like 100K followers on Instagram, and he's from Mexico, which is like one of the biggest markets in the world. So yeah, he might be a really huge popular guy like Nairo Quintana, Rigoberto Urán. Like these like trailblazers, who are like one like
Yeah, maybe there's like a huge cycling hype in Mexico now, and in a few
yes
years we'll have more Mexican riders in the peloton.
yeah because there are another yeah some guys from Monex also are kind of good. Again, where we are rating him because his best performance climbing might be on Monte Petrano where he finished fourth in Tirreno. It was really good ahead of Thomas Pidcock and lost only to Vingegaard, Ayuso, Hindley. So he may be in which tier, like
I
mid.
think not great, not terrible. Like I
Okay,
think he's
yeah.
really comparable to Bernal at the moment.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Like it's hard, right? Because he goes, he's like, this is the first year in the World Tour,
Yeah, obviously.
no Grand Tour. So, yeah. Okay, the next guy is the Jai Hindley, who is. Actually, might be better than people think, because in Tour de France last year he was looking great, but he crashed and then he like wasn't that good. But until that, he was like he could actually pole in Tour de France. Yeah,
Yeah, and
he
he
won
also
Giro
like,
Italia.
yeah, and he wa like won the stages at the tour last year, was in the yellow jersey. I think I can't remember exactly what stage he crashed in, but I think it
It
was
was
before the Morzine stage, somewhere a few days before that. And then he fell kind of down the GC because like before stage 14 he was third in GC, and then I think he finished six or seventh, seventh in GC, and he didn't perform really well in the last week. Yeah, he's a really good climber.
Yeah, he
I
also
think.
extended his contract with Bora Hansgrohe in pro cycling. That's only shows it's like in until 2025, but it's probably longer. Because it was the same with like with Dani Martinez, it showed it's until 2025, but actually it was like 3 year contract, I think. Yeah, but Jai Hindley, yeah, is like he's 27, like at his peak years. Okay, soon he'll be 28. He finished third in Tirreno, only behind Vingegaard, Ayuso was great there.
Yeah, then it was kind of not great in Itzulia, but overall, I think he's a really good rider. I would put him. I think he might be the first rider
Let
to
him
put in
cook.
Let Him Cook. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
that's
because
the.
he is a Grand Tour rider. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it should be fine. We need to put someone in that tier. And yeah, it's Jack Hindley. Okay, the next one is the Mr. Consistent, Mr. Engine, Joao Almeida.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't maybe improved as people thought, but he's like that guy who finishes 11th in Paris-Nice, 9th in Catalunya, 9th in Vuelta
Yeah.
España, 3rd in
Yeah.
Giro.
It was
Last year he was
very
even better.
consistent.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was really
he
good
was
last year.
second in Tirreno, 3rd in Catalunya, 3rd in Giro.
Yeah, I did a really like high watts on Laporte as well in Catalonia.
Yeah. Like it's hard for him because okay, he has contract with UAE until 2026, but now there's like Pogacar, Ayuso, Del Toro, like other guys. Like it's so fucking hard for him. Yeah,
Yeah, and this
he'll
year
be
we'll be
better on.
riding a tour for the first time this year
Yeah, he
as
was
probably
riding
a
Giro
domestique.
like four
Yeah.
times in a row, I think. Yeah, 20. Yeah, he finished 20 in 2022 fourth, where he was in pink jersey like for like 15 stages. Like it was for a long time. 2021, he lost like 6 or 7 minutes on that first mountain stage somehow in the rain and finished
Yeah, not
sixth.
that
But
much. It was like 4 minutes, 3 minutes. But yeah.
yeah,
And
but
then it
he
was
was
a
really
domestique for
great.
Remco a few days. And then it
Yeah,
was really strong in the last week.
then he DNF'd the next year and he finished 15 in La Vuelta, then
Yeah, and
third last year Giro.
the DNF in 2022 was in fourth in GC, and he had COVID in the last few days. He could have
Okay.
podiumed that race, but he was really close to Mikel Landa in GC.
Yeah, again, like it's hard to rate him because he has good watts, good performances, consistent, good Grand Tour guy.
Yeah, I
It's
would probably
probably
put him in
good.
good. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
also
so.
good.
He's probably like
Also,
a bit worse than Thomas in Grand Tours, but more consistent for all races.
he's still like 25. Okay, yeah, 25. So maybe might improve a little bit, but it's hard to say these years because they peak young. Okay, the next guy is the oh, cycling highlights was calling this guy.
The dictatorial anchovy. Yeah,
Okay, it's Jonas Vingegaard, the only one, the two-time Tour de France winner, the slayer of Pogacar, but yeah, sadly he crashed in the Basque Country. Yeah, punctured his lung or something with his lung. It was definitely,
and he had like some broken bones as well,
but
so
okay, but
it's. It's not sure if he'll be at the tour. I personally think he'll probably be there, but it's yeah, it remains to be seen. But obviously, in this tier list, there's only one place we can put him because he's obviously one of the greatest climbers in the history of cycling,
probably
probably in
the
the top
best,
three.
the best GC rider of all time. Maybe okay, maybe the Jan Ulrich from
Jan
1997
Ulrich
might
or
be. Yeah,
Indurain.
bro. Yeah, Indurain. Yeah, also if there are many time trials, but yeah, he's up there at least in the 21st century. I think against Lance Armstrong, it will be interesting because there are like many time trials in Lance years, and
Lance would be
hard to
getting
say.
cooked, man.
Yeah, I think also, but still, it's US
Dead.
Postal. They might dope like more than usual.
Yeah, but Lance is great, but he doesn't have the peak watts to
Yeah,
fully
like
own us on the
I
hardest
know, but
stages.
my friend was trying to convince that Lance would beat anyone because like he would just dope more. His team would dope more. Like Johan Bruneel would just think something great. But yeah, Jonas. Like last year you made the top 10 climbing performance list and Jonas was like eighth of or ninth
Yeah,
performances there.
he was like in eight theoretically, but like the other two were Pogacar beat him like by a few seconds. Like that was like it was basically in all of the top 10, because I think it was 8 times Jonas and then one time Puy-de-Dôme where Jonas was like 4 or 5 seconds behind, and Tourmalet and Cote de Retz where Jonas was kind of as strong as Pogacar, but just didn't race as smart, maybe, because he pulled on the Tourmalet.
Yeah, like he crashed in Basque Country 3 weeks ago, and yeah, Jumbo-Visma said at least he isn't doing the first altitude camp on May.
Yeah.
So I think he might be, let's say, okay for Tour de France, but he won't be at his like 100% shape, which might make Tour de France more exciting because if he's doing that, because also Pogacar isn't doing like the perfect preparation with Giro
Yeah.
Italia, which might be a training race for him. But okay, yeah, let's move on the next guy, which is Juan Ayuso,
Yes,
another
sir.
like one of these like really great generational talents on UAE Emirates. Only 21, like still what the fuck's like so young,
Yeah,
and
he's
won the
raced
Basque Country.
two Grand Tours so far. Third in his first one in the Vuelta, and then fourth last year in the Vuelta. And this year he
But
will race the Tour for the first time. And he's
again,
also
like last
performed really well
year.
this year.
Yeah, last year in Vuelta, I think he was better than in the previous year because, yeah, okay, he finished fourth, but I think performance-wise, I think it might be better.
But I don't know, because he was also like not as good on some stages,
Yeah,
because
on Angliru,
Angliru
yeah.
wasn't really good. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's comparable level to 2022. And he
Yeah.
also had like last off season he had like some injury. I don't know. I can't remember what, but like he
Yeah,
started his season
last year
late last year.
he had problems with Achilles or something like that. But again, he won the time trial in Romandy. He won time trial in Tour de Suisse, completely flat against the Remco. Then he won this year time trial in Tirreno for 10 km time trial. He beat Ganna by 1 second. So it's interesting because he's winning time trials, and yeah.
Yeah, he's a really complete GC rider. He's like great at bike handling. He can descend. He's a good punch. He can climb, obviously, and he's a great time dresser as well. So he's the complete package for GC. His peak watts per kilogram might not be like at the level of, let's say, the top two tiers in this list, but as a GC rider, he's gonna be really dangerous
Yeah.
and a good second option or third option for UAE in the tour this year.
Yeah, I think probably second option. But yeah, it's
Yeah,
hard to
but
say
you know,
with that team because of Adam
Adam
Yates.
Yates, yeah.
Like probably Ayuso is like closer with Machin, yeah, because he's from
Yeah.
Spain. But
Yeah, they're like Machin and is like very close with Ayuso.
yeah,
That's for
like they
sure.
signed him during COVID in when he was like second year junior. So yeah, he's locked up until 2028. So again, good luck Ineos who tried to get him last year. But
Yeah, he is not leaving. I
yeah,
would put
like
him and let him
I
cook.
like, yeah, also like really a use of, yeah, let him cook. Okay. He needs to earn
Yeah.
that mutant badge, yeah, this year in Tour
Yeah,
de
his
France.
peak watts per kilogram are not that crazy yet, because also like Unizua, where he dropped everyone, like his watts weren't that crazy yet. But obviously he's like really, really good GC rider.
Yeah, he's still 21, but again, like
Yeah.
he will. Next guy is even younger. It's Lenny Martinez, who is 20, and yeah, he's leaving Groupama FDJ. At least her really high chance because like multiple guys are reporting that yeah, he is going to Bahrain Victorious, signing a 3-year deal for. Oh fuck! It was like there are two versions. It's
Yeah.
800K per year or 2.5 million per year because like
Yeah.
people think it's like 3-year deal
It's
and
probably the 2.5 million.
like I was discussing this with Lante Roche. He said maybe 800K. He also changed that in article, but
Yeah,
again
it's hard
like.
to say, because yeah, like obviously like 800K is like basically 2.5 million just over 3 years. So
Yeah, and it's only
it's hard to say.
rumors, but again,
Yeah.
like Milan Ercan, the GM of Bahrain, said like there are like multiple teams bidding, like there was a bidding war. So
Yeah,
my
so it
logic
must be kind of
says,
high. Yeah.
yeah, and they signed this deal like in January. Okay, it was like before he won the Classic War and other races like La Guelia and these two French classics in. Yeah, France, like he was great also in Gran Camino, second behind Vingegaard and 18th Strade as a 50 kilogram guy, 52. Yeah. Like this year, he's really great, consistent. Only 20.
Yeah. But he has never performed at the very highest level in the Grand Tour.
Yeah, last year he was in the red jersey, but really quit,
Yeah.
really, really
Yeah, and
quit.
that's the thing which I worry about him with him about because he's oftentimes cracked on hard mountain days.
Yeah, because like he's too small, maybe
Yeah,
like
I think it's
it's hard
like
for small guys.
yeah, for a small guy it's hard to like perform on the like big mountain days with high kilojoule. So I think
Yeah.
yeah, that's gonna be the difficulty. If he can improve in that regard, he's gonna be a top rider because his peak watts per kilogram are really great. He just needs to
Yeah,
improve the consistency and on hard stages.
like
And his
even
time trial
Tom
is
Pidcock.
actually not that bad.
Yeah, even Tom Pidcock is like a small guy, but he's still like, if pro cycling stats are correct, then he's like still 6 kilograms heavier than Martinez. So yeah,
Yeah.
he's really, really small. But in which tier we are putting him, because it's hard to judge
I
because of
would put
Grand
him
Tours mid
in
tier.
mid, yeah, because of
Yeah,
Grand
he's
Tours.
a little bit better than Tiberi so far.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly.
Okay, the next guy is Matteo Jorgensen. Yeah, now riding for Jumbo-Visma, Paris-Nice. Yes, like yeah, he was performing already on Movistar, on Tour of Oman, on Jebel Al-Akbar, last year. But yeah, it's hard to say
Yeah.
with him. He
Yeah. And
hasn't
then
done
he like
anything in Grand Tours yet.
yeah. Like last year he was really good in the spring and the climbings. And in the classics obviously. Like Tour of Oman was really good and then Romandy last year.
Yeah, he was even
Until
second
in
there.
2000. Yeah. He was
Yeah.
really good there. But in the Grand Tours in the summer he didn't perform well. Probably
He
also because at
almost
that point
won.
he also signed probably a new contract and then didn't maybe train as hard anymore in the summer, it's possible.
Yeah, he also almost won the breakaway stage,
Yeah,
which
we
on Puy de
got caught late.
Dôme, by Michael Woods, and then he cracked because yeah, he wasn't at his best shape. But now, if Jonas isn't coming back, he might be Jumbo-Visma leader for GC in Tour de France. It might sound
Bro,
crazy.
Sepkus is the leader if Jonas isn't there, surely.
Sepkus, like it's impossible. It's Sepkus, like he can lose or crash or like
Nah, but Sepkus is better.
do a
Sepkus, like.
Sepkus thing. Yeah, I agree he's better, but maybe McNulty is not fucking McNulty, but Jorgensen
McNulty
is
is not
dead.
that. No,
Yeah,
no, no, no. Don't do that
he
to.
Jorgensen is maybe like this GC guy. Yeah, like classic
Yeah, I
GC guy,
agree.
American, big, tall,
Yeah,
like
but in this.
100.
I think in this tier list, I have to put him in the last tier.
Yeah, no, what's like it's hard to say, but
Yeah, but
this is
it's
like
like
a really.
his peak climbing performance isn't that high. Like Paris-Nice wasn't like a high watts per kilogram race.
It's only for Tour of Oman. Yeah, it's hard to judge so
Yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Tour Romandie, Tion, where everyone push high watts. Okay, the next guy is again like Puncher, maybe not the Grand Tour
Skelmose.
guy. Yes, Kelmose. Again, it's hard to judge because he hasn't performed so far in Grand Tours.
Yeah,
Last
he's
year,
also,
Tour
but
of.
he's also like a young guy. He's only ridden two Grand Tours, obviously not performed in
Yeah.
GC in either of them. But like, he's still a very young guy. He could improve, but
Yeah,
yeah.
23. He won Tour de Suisse against Remco and Ayuso, yeah, GC last year. And yeah, he's let's say he's really good at these 1 week races so far. Third in Basque Country, fourth in Paris-Nice. And if he can do the same thing in Grand Tours, then yeah, he'll be a great rider. He's like so far, yeah, let's say at Jakob Fuglsang level, who also was like great in these one day
Yeah,
races
it's
and one
actually a
week
good
races.
comparison, yeah.
But yeah, he needs to prove in the in Grand Tours. In Giro d'Italia, he finished 48 in 2 years ago. Then in Tour de France last year, he finished 29th. Like he was in the first stages, yeah, he was like 8th in the GC after the fifth stage, but then yeah, then he cracked and lost a lot of time. Yeah, it's hard because like Grand Tours is it's like a fatigue fest. Yeah, it's like how much your body can take, the fatigue, the load. How good can you recover before the big mountain days, and how consistent you are. So it's so fucking hard. Not everyone can do it. And in this list, where are we putting it? In mid or no watts? It's
Yeah, I'm also thinking it's gotta be one of
yeah.
those tools for sh
Yeah,
to
I'm looking at the guys. Like, he has done more than Ulissi and Tiberi, but
yeah, Martinez.
maybe not watts wise, but
But like Tour de Suisse was good, I guess.
Let's put him in mid because he has
Yeah.
more good results than other guys. Ben
Yeah.
O'Connor, Caruso, it's good
Yeah.
to it's good. Okay, the next one is Mikkel Høland, probably the guy that can save Remco Evenepoel in Tour de France, and
Yeah.
was really great in the Volta Catalunya, finished second behind Pogačar only.
Yeah, and he was the second strongest on all the mountain stages in the Volta Catalunya. Last year, he also performed kind of well after he had like a bad summer where he like was really bad in the Dauphiné and the Tour de France for some reason. But in the spring, he finished second in Itzulia. He finished fifth in the Vuelta after he lost 3 minutes on an early stage. He was really strong on the mountain stages. Later on, he was the like third or fourth on Angliru with Sepp Kuss. He was really good on Tourmalet. Like he's climbing really well. To have him as a domestique, I think it's a really big help for Remco. He also crashed in Itzulia though, I think collarbone.
Yeah, but
So
nothing
he'll
serious.
recover. Yeah, he'll recover. He'll
In
definitely be
this
fine for
tier
the tour.
list, I'm looking maybe at a good level, or it's too high.
Is he better than? Is he worse than Jay Hindley? Yeah, he's worse than Jay Hindley.
Yeah, I think good. Yeah, I know,
Yeah.
like Landa is like universally beloved rider, but
Yeah, but
he's
he's
like really
like,
consistent.
yeah, but he's like one of the best guys in good, I would say. Like he's better than Mas, he's better than Gal, he's better than Almeida, but it's hard to put him in the tier above.
And let him cook with Ayuso and Hindley. Okay, the next guy is again like another Spanish who is really consistent, Peyo
Yeah.
Bilbao. What can you say? I think he performs the UAE Tour usually.
Yeah. Usually he is top three or top five there. And last year obviously finished fifth in the Tour de France, which is his best result of his career in the Grand Tour, I think. He's really consistent in that race.
He has finished in Grand Tours like really high, 16 Tour de France, 15 Giro, then ninth again in Tour de France, 15 Giro, 16
Yeah.
Giro where Froome won. So he's like this consistent guy. He can get the top 10 in the GC, like third in UAE Tour, 16 Basque Country, but watts wise it's hard to say.
Yeah, Watts is not really great. He's just very consistent. He never cracks.
Maybe in this list, I don't know, man, like not great, not terrible, or mid
Yeah,
even, like
I think I would put him not great, terrible because
Because of Grand
like
Tours,
he's
of Tour de
yeah,
France.
but like if you look at the Grand Tour's performances, he's probably better than Vlasov. Like or even Wüthrich, obviously Wüthrich only has one, so it's kind of hard to compare, but like just because he's that consistent in Grand Tours, he kind of has to be a bit higher up.
Okay, let's move to Roglic, who is
Yeah,
moved to
Primoz.
Bora Hansgrohe. But again, like he sadly crashed in Basque Country, but before that he won the time trial. Even he was missed a corner close to the finish, so his watts must be still good despite what we saw in Paris-Nice, where there weren't like a hard climb where you had to show what you can do. So, but he probably is a mutant, I think, in mutant
Yeah,
list.
you still have to put him there. He was still like really good at the Vuelta last year. He was great in other races last year. This year we haven't really seen it because he was obviously bad in Paris-Nice, but
But let's wait for Daphne.
yeah, always wait for the Dauphiné, and Paris-Nice is also like a very cold race. It doesn't really suit him that well, so I wouldn't read
And
too much into
there's
it.
okay, the next guy is Carapaz, who is another like maybe guy who was performing before 2022. But
Yeah.
now he's
Moved to EF and hasn't
EF
really
and
performed since, or not as well at least.
Since Ineos, because he crashed hard in Tour de France, because he's a like this Grand Tour guy who's peaking for Grand Tours. Before
Yeah.
that, he
Yeah, he had
finished
some
like
okay
second
performances
in Giro.
Yeah, yeah. He had some
Lost
okay
to
performances
Hindley.
close to the Tour de France last year. I think he won the Classic Alpes-Maritimes last year. So he might have performed well at the tour, and this year he was kind of good in the Ardennes actually. Like he followed Pogacar for some time on La
And
Redoute.
completely cracked, yeah. Finished
Yeah.
26th in a big
Yeah, and
bunch
it was
sprint.
also like good in Flash Vallon, or like decent in Flash Vallon at least,
Yeah,
so
finished 13th there, but yeah, again, it's hard to judge because he hasn't been this watts per kilo monster, and yeah, he hasn't performed in last 2 years because of crashes and other things on EF, but it's all hard to judge.
Yeah, it really
Then
is.
it's not great, not terrible.
I think I would put him in mid at the moment
Yeah, maybe
because he
mid,
hasn't
yeah.
really good climbing performances
Yeah, he needs to
in
prove,
really long
yeah,
time.
the next race. Oh, he's doing Romandy. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
he
okay.
was in the GC group today.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, the next guy is Romain Bardet,
Oh, yeah.
who finished
Also.
second in Liège. Yeah, so
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
a race, but
He's also
he
one of the
might,
big contenders for the Giro, probably.
yeah. He also might retire after this season. Like he'll be 34 after this season. And he said
I
that he doesn't know, but he probably won't retire. I think he
Yeah, I
still
think it's a
has
bit
something.
early.
Like in this high watts per kilo area, yeah, he can finish in like top 10 in races, but he had a
Yeah.
crash in Tour de France, I think, hard or something like that.
Yeah, he definitely DNF'd the tour, but he wasn't really in a great position anyways.
Yeah, but where do you put him in? Also in mid tier. With
I think I put him in
Carapaz.
not great, not terrible.
Okay, why you are putting him a little bit higher?
Yeah, because I think he was like in the Giro 2022, he was one of the best riders before he like DNF'd with a
Oh yeah, again, yeah.
sunstroke, and
Remember.
also like his shape at the moment is really good. I think he could maybe podium the Giro even.
Like sometimes he performs during one day races. Like he was also second in
Yeah.
World Championships behind Valverde and second in that rainy, muddy Strade Bianche behind Tiish Van Oert. Okay,
And I
the
think he
next
was
guy,
also
yeah.
like good to before in Liège. Like he has a top 10 there before.
Yeah,
Yeah, third in
yeah,
2018
third.
and sixth in 2017 and sixth again in 2015. So he's a good one day race as well.
Okay, the next guy is the current reigning La Vuelta champion from the breakaway, Sepp Kuss.
From the breakaway is a good call, yeah. A gifted win, but it was still an impressive win because he was clearly stronger than any non Jumbo-Visma rider. He was way stronger than Ayuso in the race, has
He
to be said.
did in yeah, insane watts on Angliru. Yeah, he got dropped, but it's still like insane performance. Yeah,
Yeah,
to
but I
lose
mean, yeah,
only.
but everybody did crazy what's in Langley is like the climb.
But at least, yeah, he could
Yeah.
follow Landa, yeah,
Yeah, and it was
who
only like
helped
10
him.
seconds behind Roglic and Vingegaard.
Yeah, because Vingegaard did want to, yeah, push the pace, but Roglic, like, fair to him because like how many chances to win a Grand Tour you get, and he would
Yeah.
also equal the record with Roberto Eras. Yeah, like everyone on Twitter probably yes, no thought. It's a good sign, good gesture, yeah, to gift water for Sepkus, but like,
Yeah, but
yeah.
for Roglic, like he probably won't get much more chances, or many more chances to win a Grand Tour. He's already like 34, 33.
34, I think.
Yeah, 34. Like it's already like in a bit later in his career, probably. He won't have that many years now. Yeah, so I think it was fair game for him to try to attack, but obviously he couldn't drop the Vingegaard, so he couldn't have won the race anyways, but fair play to him, I think.
At
Yeah, but
least he
Sepkus
made,
defended
yeah,
well.
he made that race interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, but in this list, I think I would put Kuss and let him cook, probably.
Yeah, because of Vuelta. Yeah, we need to put
Yeah.
someone in there. Yeah.
Yeah, and after the world, like, considering that performance, you probably have to put him in there, even if he
He
maybe
also
isn't the most
saved
consistent rider.
Giro for Roglic on Monte Bondone, where he was pulling.
And in
In
the Tour de France, I
Tour de
think he was
France, he
in the
also.
top six in GC until like
Yeah.
stage 16 or something. Like it
Something like
was
that.
really high up there for a long time before it was like cracked on Colorados kind of.
Yeah, he looked really great at the start of Tour de France, where Jonas gained time on, I don't remember that climb,
Marie Blanc.
Marie Blanc. Yeah, he
Yeah.
looked even like stronger than Pogacar. He was just like chilling at
Yeah,
Pogacar's
but yeah, I
draft.
checked again. He was 6 before Col de la Loz, then he fell to 9th in GC on Col de la Loz because he kind of cracked there, and I think in the like, and then he crashed also with Carlos Rodriguez on stage 20, and then he kind of fell even more out of the top 10.
The next rider, Simon Yates. Okay, what can you say about Simon Yates? Because
Well, yes, I mean, yeah, it's actually kind of the last few years he's not been that good in 1 week stage races. Like
yeah, he
this year
won
he hasn't
Saudi
performed at
Tour.
all. Yeah, oh yeah, okay, so he won Saudi Tour but hasn't performed like since then, really. He was
Yeah.
okay today on Romandie, and also last year he wasn't really good in the 1 week stage races, but then he perf finished fourth in the Tour de France out of Carlos Rodriguez and behind his brother Adam Yates. So I think he's like moving more towards peaking for the Grand Tours compared to trying to win every race, which he used to do in like the earliest years, 2018, 2019. But he obviously, yeah, was maybe a bit more inconsistent in the Grand Tours than he is now. But maybe won more races than he is currently doing. But still, he's very, very good climber.
Yeah, probably will finish 16th Tour de France or 7th in
Yeah,
this stacked.
he's gonna be up there. But yeah, this year is a very strict Tour de France start list. I think like if you look at the top 20 GC riders in the world, I think all of them are gonna be in the tour. Like
Yeah, if
nobody's
they are
skipping the tour this
healthy.
year.
Yeah,
Yeah,
if they are
okay, yeah.
healthy.
The only thing is that the maybe the crashes could stop one
Yeah.
or two
It
from
always
racing.
happens, yeah. But Simon Yates, it's hard to judge him, but maybe he's still in good tier because of the Tour de France.
Yeah. I don't think he's
Yeah.
much worse than Enric Mas, for example.
Or
Or like he's
Almeida.
probably better than Mas. Yeah, or
Yeah.
Almeida, yeah.
Just below, let him cook, yeah, with Kuss, Ayuso, Hindley. Okay, the next one is a controversial pick, might be Tadej Pogacar, because there are two
Controversial. Where do
options.
you want to pick him? Where do you want to put him when you say controversial?
I think the listeners might want to think that he's with Jonas, but he's probably still
I would
mutant.
put him with Jonas.
Also, okay, he with Jonas in there. Well,
I think he's cl
he's closer to Jonas than to Remco, Adam Yates, and Roglic. I agree, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because he's much better this year than he was before. Oh, like since the tour last year.
But that's maybe because he's peaking earlier, because we will actually see that in Giro or Tour de France if he is really that better, because
Yeah, but at least since the Tour de France last year, he got better. Like the Tour de France last year, he was better than ever.
because like until the time trial, like damn, he was really great. Even
Yeah, it
Jonas and
was
Jumbo
really.
tried everything to drop him on Tourmalet at an insane pace, but couldn't. And yeah, then he dropped
And even in
Jonas
that like
on the final climb.
documentary from Visma, they like said that they couldn't believe what Pogacar was doing on Puy de Dôme. Because it
Yeah.
was so crazy.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, because he improved also. I don't know at exactly when he changed his coach Inigo San Milan to Javier Sola.
Yeah,
Because
but like
Inigo
it
was
was.
like, yeah,
Yeah,
like he
Inigo was
was,
like doing a lot of 50-minute intervals only in Z2.
just do zone two or two times 15-minute intervals, yeah, on climbs.
Yeah,
That's
now
all.
he's like a new coach, Javier Sola, and I think the reason why he switched is that after his crash last year,
In
Inigo San
Liège,
Milan just,
yeah.
yeah, and like Pogacar wanted to do some more tougher training after he got back on the bike to get like back to race fitness faster, and Inigo San Milan just told him to do the same as usual, and then he like. Yeah, and since then he like switched coaches or like started not listening to Inigo San Milan at least last year. And that's maybe also the reason why he improved so much before the Tour de France last year.
Yeah. Also, he's flying this year because the only race he has lost is Milan San Remo, and that might be because UAE wasn't pacing that hard on the not Poggio but Cipressa, and that they
Cipressa.
failed with Hirschi and Ulissi. I think they
Yeah, they didn't
failed. I think
perform.
they're
Yeah.
imagine if like there will be Giro d'Abruzzo Ulissi on Cipressa, like Pogacar is also
That
winning
would
that
be
race, but.
crazy.
Yeah, at least he won with the long solo, Strade Bianche, Liège, and won four stages in Volta Catalunya. Probably win like eight stages in Giro Italia. So he's at
Yeah,
his like
most
peak
likely.
level, still 25. So we if he done yeah, like the thing is he probably might be like physically really great for another like eight seasons at least. But it's like
At least, yeah.
mentally it's really hard probably after you win. Again, yeah. At
Especially
easing.
maybe like it's like mentally probably harder to do the Grand Tours, the Grand Tour level. I think one getting in shape for 1 week is a bit easier for a longer time. Because like historically, if you look like how many Grand Tour riders have been good for over 10 years, I can't
Almost
think
no
of a
one.
single one. No, I
Yeah,
can't
no
think
one.
of a single one. Who th there's nobody.
Like,
Maybe
let's say,
like
like, really, really great because there's like a case for some mid riders in Grand Tours, like
yeah, but like,
Valverde. But
yeah,
yeah,
okay, Valverde, but he wasn't really Grand Tour rider anyways. But
yeah,
like,
but like
Conta, Co
S tier riders, yeah, like
yeah,
Aaron is like 10 years, like Armstrong
Froome,
or Merckx, Froome.
wasn't 10 years. Froome was 2011 to 2019.
Yeah,
Contador
then
2007 to 2017, 10 years exactly.
also, well, like even like the old guys, they also had
Yeah.
like 10 years, even those.
Merckx
So
also wasn't that long for a long time that good in
yeah,
Grand
ten
Tours.
years. Like he got shit after that punch in the Tour de France. He finished second turn, and yeah, after that he wasn't that good. But let's see with this new generation because Pogacar
Yeah,
is like
maybe.
this is his fifth season. But okay, actually sixth, yeah, because he's was also in 2019 really great in Grand Tour La Vuelta. So
Yeah.
yeah, so let's see how or even like Remco, yeah, he's still like really young and or
Yeah, for
Ayuso, like
sure.
holy fuck, there are so many guys that are performing so
Yeah,
early, and if they get until like age 30, then yeah, it will be already like 10 seasons for them at the high Grand
for
Tour
sure.
level. Yeah, the next guy is also like kind of hard guy because it's Theo Gegenhardt, Giro d'Italia winner
Impossible,
4
impossible to rate.
years. Yeah, because yeah, he won Giro 4 years ago, but he was looking really great also last year on Ineos. He was really cooking in time trial, but then he crashed really hard and broke his like the biggest bone in the body, like the femur bone, the leg bone, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It was a really, really hard crash. And oh yeah, it's so hard to rate him. Yeah, I don't know,
Yeah.
man.
I would
How
probably
has
just
he done? No, what's
put it.
probably even.
Yeah, like the what's this year hasn't been great. I think he got like
Yeah, so
so far
far.
he got dropped hard in like all the races he did. Today he was in the front group at least
Yeah.
in Tour de Romandie. But like Tirreno, he finished 29th in GC. Itzulia finished 43rd in GC. Algarve 12. Like it's not been great since the crash. But last
He's
year was
doing
in
Tour de
really good shape.
France.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
And
hard to
then
say
the
with him.
next rider. Also, it's really hard, Tom Pitcock. Where the fuck you put him? Like,
Yeah.
it's so hard because, yeah, he won Amstel Gold Race. He's good at the one-day races, but he hasn't proved himself on the really hard, the Grand Tour stages. Yeah, he always cracks there,
Yeah,
like,
and also
at
he's the
least on
most.
one stage. Yeah, on one stage, he cracks.
He's also the most inconsistent climber ever. Like
Okay,
even in
maybe
Tirreno,
these days, yeah.
even in Tirreno, he was like terrible or like not great on the first mountain stage, and then on the second mountain stage, he was really fucking good. Like
Yeah.
it's hard to say with him. And obviously in the Grand Tours, like he cracked hard in the Tour de France last week, 2 years in a row now.
Yeah.
And he's still focusing on that, on the Tour de France GC. I think he's going to be the co-leader this year with Carlos Rodriguez. But at the current moment in time, with the knowledge that we have, I think you have to put him in the lowest tier just because of
No
how
luck.
inconsistent he is and how bad he has performed on the hardest stages.
Yeah,
I think
because
he's like actually really like close to Lenny Martinez, but Lenny Martinez is a bit more like consistent.
on climbs. Yeah, like we are not
Yeah.
the Pidcock haters. Like, okay, yeah, he performed in Algarve on those punchy stages, but we need to see him more in GC races, because in Tirreno it was the first time when he finished in top 10 in a World Tour GC race. He finished 19th
Yeah.
Tirreno, and yeah, like he has high potential. Yeah, he's also probably trying to win his second gold medal in XCO, yeah, MTB race in Olympics, and he's not putting 100% energy into GC riding, and yeah, focusing on cyclocross, on MTB, on Monday races. On he even did like Paris-Roubaix, finished
Yeah.
17. Like he,
I think he stopped riding cyclocross now. So that's like a step in the right direction.
maybe not as much, because yeah, he did his last race was in Benidorm, where he finished ninth with a face plant, I think. Like he crashed hard there on one of those barriers. But before that, the last race, cyclocross, was on the 1st January. So yeah, he's not doing that many races. He did only 8 races, so it's not
And I
that
think also
much.
like
It's
he's not this year he's not doing that much mountain bike anymore. So
yeah,
he's
because
like
he qualified for Olympics, yeah, so he can chill. Yeah.
yeah. So he's like gonna try to focus more on GC. I'm actually not sure if it's actually worth for him to go for GC or if you just should focus full on one day races because he
And
usually
stage
wins like a
hunting.
big because he can win a lot of stages in the tour and like one day races, the hilly ones from time to time. It might be worth it more for him to win like one Tour de France stage per year instead of going for GC
Or
in this
even
era where
two.
everybody can climb so well.
Because I see him as Julian Alaphilippe in 2018, when he was hunting for
Yeah.
polka dots and also won 2 stages. Yeah, like he's maybe that
Yeah, it's
type of
actually
guy.
real. Yeah, I think he can do that.
Yeah, really similar guy. Like you peak for classic season, then rest, and then do
Yeah.
Tour de France. Yeah. Also, there's not that much pressure as on GC guys, because like at this generation, like it's so fucking hard to be a GC rider. Yeah, it's like insanely
Yeah.
hard.
And
Everyone is so strong.
it might be like the perfect for a Pidcock to be a stage hunter because he can have his off day. It doesn't matter. He can
Yeah,
just go on
he
the break the
also
next
can
day.
sprint. Yeah, he also can
Yeah,
sprint.
he has a fast sprint. He is a great descender. He can climb probably better than most breakaway riders, at least on his day, like if he's in like a on a good day. So yeah, he could probably like at least clean one Tour de France stage per year on average if he went for
Yeah.
it. Probably more realistically, at least for a few years, you know. And I think that would be probably worth it more than fighting for the top 10 because just finishing in the top 10 in the Tour de France this year is going to be really fucking hard
It's
considering
insanely
the
hard.
amount of riders or like amount of top riders that are riding.
Like there usually will be like 3 4 guys who get sick or crash, like it's usually in Grand
Yeah.
Tours. Yeah, there are
Yeah,
some big rider
still
who crash
like
out. Yeah,
but still
I know. Yeah, the competition is insane. Like it might be the most stacked Tour de France ever,
yeah,
probably.
it
If
is. It probably
Ingegaard
is.
is there, yeah,
Yeah.
and even without Ingegaard, it's fucking really stacked.
Yeah, then there's still the depth is crazy.
The last guy is Timon Arensman, yeah, who has, let's say, impressed us, since the last tier list, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
No, it
we had him really low.
really low, because before that he hadn't done anything. Like he even at that Giro he finished 18. Yeah, he crashed and
Oh
barely
yeah, that was
performed.
2022, yeah. And since
And
then he
then
finished,
he
I think, sixth
finished
in the Vuelta.
Vuelta. Yeah, he won on that Sierra Nevada from a
Yeah, from the
breakaway. Yeah,
breakaway.
really great win.
And last year he was like fifth or sixth in the Giro.
Yeah, 16-0 as a domestique, like kind of domestique. Yeah, he wasn't like full domestique
Yeah.
for Thomas, but still
Yeah.
16-0. And that Giro, like, okay, it was shit Giro, but it's still 6th place in Giro. Yeah, you
Yeah,
know, he
and he's
was.
like very consistent. He's good time trial as well, which is good for GC. He can perform, I think, on high kilojoule stages as well. Like he maybe has not the highest peak watts per kilogram, but he's real consistent, has like good fatigue resistance. So yeah, he's a good rider.
Also, I think on steeper climbs he's now better because there was this joke that when there's a steep climb he just like cannot push 5 watts per kilo, but now it's a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean,
But
obviously
in
that was like
Romandy stage
over
he still
exaggerated.
finished, he finished 45th to the last 1 minute.
Yeah, he said like in Strava that he was came back from a training camp and was not in had a bad day, but
Is he
yeah.
doing Giro? Okay,
Yeah,
so
he's Giro.
it makes sense. Yeah, from altitude camp, it's not
Yeah,
easy to
exactly.
do a race right after the camp. So yeah, still testing the legs, but where do
Yeah,
you
he
put
should be
him? Because
one of the podium contenders for the Giro, I think. But in terms of climbing,
not great, not terrible, maybe. Like we made with Kian Otterbrooks in the same tier.
yeah, probably. And with Vlasov, I think it's really similar level
Yeah,
to Vlasov.
Vlasov. Yeah, can time trial, can win. Like, yeah, he has Tour de Pologne stage win and Vuelta
Yeah.
España. So it okay, Pologne was time trial, but still, yeah, he can at least win some stages somehow.
Yeah.
Again, this was a really long tier list. It was like, I don't know, like recording took like 2 hours, probably close to that.
Yeah, but I think we have the like we have the good list. I think we put them in the right.
Actually, it's kind of like really great. Like there are two guys on go in God tier, three guys in
Yeah.
Mutant tier, three guys in Let Him Cook, also in other tiers. Like there are like at least five guys. It's like kind of balanced, and we
Yeah,
didn't
it's
do it
balanced.
like, like on purpose. Yeah, we just like put guys where we kind of thought, where they should be. Like okay, like it's tough to see guys in no what's list, but like it's like 30 best climbers in the world.
Yeah, I mean the names aren't like 100% seriously, obviously, like the names for the tiers.
Yeah,
But
like
yeah.
the in the God tier there are like two riders, Jonas Vingegaard and Pogačar. In Mutant tier there's Yates, Evenepoel and Roglic, who are like in our view like top five climbers so far.
Yeah, that makes
Then
sense.
Let Him Cook is Ayuso, Hindley, Kuss, who are like top eight. Then is Rodriguez, Mas, Gal, Thomas, Almeida, Landa, Simon Yates, who are in good tier. Then in not great, not terrible, there's Vlasov, Kian Uijtdebroeks, Bernal, Isaac Del Toro, who is still 20 year old. Yeah, we did because he's got a lot of potential, but showed some good performances. Then there's consistent Bilbao, Bardet, and Arensman. And the second lowest tier in mid tier, there's O'Connor, Caruso, Godu, Lenny Martinez, Chelmose, and Carapaz. And in the lowest tier, there is Thibery Martinez, Danny Martinez, Ulissi, because of his Giro d'Abruzzo performance, Jorgensen, Theo Gegenhardt, and Pidcock. So 30 top climbers.
Yeah.
Maybe you can mention some climbers which you didn't put in the tier list, but they were really close to get
Yeah, which I
included.
thought about was Kelderman, Buitrago, Hugh Carthy. I think those were like the closest to making it. Maybe I forgot somebody, like I don't know, like
Yeah,
Ciccone, you could have said, but he's
but
not that great
he
in Grand
doesn't
Tours.
perform in Grand Tours. Yeah, no top tens
Yeah.
because of crashes, illnesses, or something else. Yeah, not that consistent. Yeah,
Yeah, I think it's like we got all the main guys, like if it...
Pogačar,
Yeah, but like I don't think anybody outside of this list is gonna top five a Grand Tour, let's say.
Vingegaard. It's hard to say. There might be in Giro like them like some plumber might top five like some Italian
Yeah,
guy like
maybe.
named Matteo De Bonis. Okay, he tested for EPO, I think, on Mini Zabu, but like some plumbers might top five in Giro this year.
If you think we missed somebody in the list, write it down in the comments. Or if we made a mistake in the ranking, you know, you can.
If anyone is listening,
Yeah,
that's
if
far.
anyone has made it so far, you know, it's an
Yeah,
achievement to go get through
you can
this long
comment.
podcast.
Yeah,
Yeah, you can comment, yeah.
to watch this little video for almost 2 hours. Like, respect.